Big afternoon for the Kemper boys cross country team and the South Central Calhoun girls cross country team as they have very good showings up at the South Central Calhoun Invite up in Lake City. Kemper boys would take second with 73 points. South Central Calhoun boys were 12th, and Esack County boys finished up in 14th. Kemper put three runners in the top 10. Tyler Putney second, Jack Hagan fifth, and Michael Potterbaum seventh. For South Central Calhoun, Ben England took 29th. Bryce Smith was 64th, and for Esack, Nathan Pobans 52nd. Zach Blumame again took home a 70th place finish. On the girls' side of things, South Central Calhoun was third with 100 points. Kemper was 11th. Esack had no team score. South Central Calhoun had Mariah Hardy in ninth place. Alexia Nelson finished in 12th. Kemper was led by Keziah Jansen in 33rd and Alexandria Klein in 53rd. And Esack had Carola Busquets in 34th and Fern Paschke in 42nd place. Kara girls swim team knocked off Storm Lake last night 81-12 while falling to Boone up at Storm Lake 58-43. Malia Axman took first place in the 200 freestyle. She would also win the 100 freestyle. It was Ashley Beagle winning the 200 IM. Beagle also won the 500 freestyle, while Mackenzie Campbell was second in the 200 IM. Jenna Currier was first in the 50 freestyle and 100 fly. It was also Carol taking second in the 200 freestyle relay with Jenna Currier, Mackenzie Campbell, Kelsey Gray, and Malia Axman. Madison Moore was your champion in the 100 breaststroke, while Carol won the 400 freestyle relay with Mackenzie Campbell, Kelsey Gray, Malia Axman, and Jenna Currier. Kemper volleyball team had a chance last night to clinch a share of the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship and had to take on 7th-ranked in Class 4A Lewis Central. They would fall on the road 3-1, losing 25-16, 26-28, 25-3, and 25-22. Kara Peter had 18 kills to go with 15 digs, and it was also last night, Ashlyn Bating with 17 assists and 10 digs. Carroll Tigers did clinch a share of the Raccoon River Conference Championship as they beat Bondurant Farrar 3-2, 20-25, 26-24, 26-24, 23-25, and 15-10. Riley Ludwig had 52 assists and 17 digs. Gabby Hammer had 15 kills to go with 8 digs. And Clinton Ralston, they wrap up at least a share of the Rolling Valley Conference Championship, knocking off Coon Rapids Bear. They actually clinched the conference championship last night as they win 25-12, 25-10, and 26-24. Kim Daly had 28 assists on the night. Gretchen Wallace finished up with 16 kills and 9 blocks. IK Manning lost to Loma last night 3-1, 25-15, 25-27, 25-18, and 25-15. It was Nevaeh Boland with 6 kills, and Emily Kirkhoff had 5 kills, 9 digs, and 5 aces. Audubon fell to HSD Avoca Walnut 3-1, 25-14, 25-8, 23-25, and 25-20. Mallory Reboff had 7 kills, 6 assists, 4 digs, while Riley Hartle added 30 digs and 2 aces. Arweva lost to Booyer Valley 3-0, 25-21, 30-28, and 25-17. Jaden Smith had 10 kills to go with 8 digs. Leslie Luft added at 20 digs. And Peyton Jordan fell at Exire Elkhorn Gimbledon 25-23, 25-18, and 25-21. No stats reported last night for Peyton Jordan or Coon Rapids in their matchup with Glidden Ralston. Volleyball playoffs released yesterday as well. We'll start off with the Kemper Knights in Class 3A in Region 2. They'll open up at home on Wednesday, October the 23rd. They'll host Greene County. While in Class 4A in Region 1, the Carroll Tigers get a bye in the opening round. They'll open up their playoffs on Tuesday, October the 29th, taking on either the winner of Denison, Schleswig, and Spencer. That game will be played in Carroll. In Class 2A in Region 3, the matches will be played on Monday, October the 28th. It'll be IK Manning at South Central Calhoun. Esack will host Maple Valley Anthonoto Charter Oak Ute. And in Class 1A in Region 2, those matches will be played again on Tuesday, October the 22nd. It'll be Coon Rapids Baird hosting Peyton Jordan, Glidden Ralston entertaining Audubon, and Arweva traveling to Booyer Valley. American League playoffs last night. Tampa Bay sends their best of five series with Houston to game number 5 as they knock off the Astros 4-1. That's a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.